What separates a serial killer from an ordinary citizen? According to forensic psychiatrist Dr. Robert Simon, the answer is disturbingly thin. His groundbreaking work reveals that the darkest human behaviors are extreme expressions of impulses we all harbor. The comfortable notion that bad people are fundamentally different from good people is a dangerous fiction. This denial fuels prejudice, discrimination, and even genocide by destroying empathy. Throughout history, from ancient myths to modern literature, we've been confronted with our darker nature. We're simultaneously frightened and fascinated by this darkness. Millions consume violent media, with the average American viewing 250,000 acts of violence on television by age 18. Who hasn't wished, in moments of frustration, to eliminate rivals or obstacles with impunity? The difference between bad and good people isn't kind, but degree, and crucially, the ability to translate dark impulses into actions. Even the Dalai Lama acknowledges experiencing sexual and violent impulses in his dreams. Our antisocial tendencies emerge opportunistically. Consider the looting after natural disasters or the prevalence of tax fraud. This isn't the work of inherently evil people, but of normal individuals whose behavior changes under certain circumstances. We must recognize that we all contain both good and bad, like a complex rope of intertwining psychological strands. Rather than projecting violence onto them, we must acknowledge our own demons and learn to control them. Psychopaths are masterful manipulators who believe their own lies. FBI Supervisor Robert Hansen exemplifies this. His 15-year espionage campaign cost America $1.4 million, driven by his belief that colleagues undervalued his genius. While everyone shows some antisocial tendencies, most people restrain these impulses. Psychopaths, characterized by pathological narcissism and emotional shallowness, act on them. Their deficient mirror neuron circuitry prevents genuine empathy, often leading to self-sabotage despite projected confidence. They view people solely as objects for self-gratification. One victim said of her psychopathic father, "He could tell how many cubic centimeters of tears she shed, but could never understand why she shed them." The societal threat is significant. 5.8% of males and 1.2% of females risk developing psychopathy. While making up 20% of prison populations, psychopaths commit over 50% of violent crimes. Milgram's experiments revealed an even darker truth. Ordinary people will inflict harm when authorized by authority figures. Serial rapists often maintain successful careers and relationships, with 70% holding steady jobs and 60% in committed partnerships. Their social adaptability helps them evade detection. Most experienced severe childhood trauma, continuing cycles of abuse. Sexual assault occurs every 46 seconds in America, with women aged 16 to 24 at triple the risk. Only 16% of assaults are recorded, with 5% of accused rapists serving jail time. Four types dominate. Compensatory rapists, 40%, who plan meticulously. Exploitative rapists, 30%, who act opportunistically. Sadistic rapists, 20%, who combine assault with torture. And displaced anger rapists, 10%, who target victims for revenge. The motivation centers on power, not sexual gratification. The psychological impact is severe. 80% of victims develop PTSD, experiencing flashbacks, panic attacks, and depression. Recovery typically requires 3 to 5 years of therapy, with many survivors facing lasting challenges with trust and intimacy. Stalking is a form of individual terrorism affecting over 1 million women and 370,000 men annually in the U.S. The FBI classifies stalkers as predators who target specific victims, with behaviors ranging from surveillance to rejected lovers' pursuit to delusional fixations. The impact is devastating. 4.8 million women and 2.4 million men face intimate partner physical assaults yearly. Among intimate partner murders, 76% of victims were previously stalked, over half killed despite police reports. Stalking frequently escalates after victims leave abusive relationships. Victims suffer severe psychological trauma, including anxiety, depression, and social dysfunction. The constant fear of being hunted often leads to isolation and withdrawal. Stalkers typically include celebrity obsessives, immature romantic pursuers, rejection-sensitive individuals, and erotomaniac stalkers who imagine reciprocated love from higher-status targets. The consequences are far-reaching. Workplace harassment leads to job loss, while constant threats, property damage, and reputation attacks leave many victims virtually imprisoned in their homes, cut off from support networks. Sexual boundary violations by helping professionals blur the distinction between trustworthy and untrustworthy practitioners. These violations occur across professions, from clergy and teachers to physicians and therapists, with devastating impact on victims. The Catholic Church scandal exemplifies institutional abuse, with hundreds of North American priests accused of child molestation, resulting in $1 billion in settlements. The clergy's position as divine representatives makes this power dynamic especially harmful. They don't put a gun to your head. They put God to your head. Professional sexual misconduct fundamentally violates fiduciary trust. These relationships involve vulnerable people seeking help from authority figures, making genuine consent impossible when sexual activity occurs through manipulation. Among mental health professionals, studies show 7.1% of male psychiatrists and 3.1% of female psychiatrists admit to patient contact, primarily involving male therapists and female patients. Such malpractice is particularly damaging given patients' emotional vulnerability and therapist idealization. Mental health professions enforce strict ethical boundaries, which must be maintained by the therapist, as violations typically develop gradually toward misconduct. Serial sexual killers are among society's most enigmatic criminals. While condemning them is simple, understanding them proves complex. They kill solely for sexual gratification, using torture to achieve otherwise impossible pleasure. They maintain remarkable facades of normalcy. John Wayne Gacy exemplified this duality. While murdering 33 young men, he ran a successful business, married twice, and led community activities. He buried victims in his basement while hosting gatherings above and performed as Pogo the Clown for children, noting chillingly, "A clown can get away with murder." Unlike psychotic killers, they fully comprehend right from wrong, but choose pleasure over moral restraint. Their development typically stems from severe childhood trauma before age 6, involving physical and sexual abuse. Most exhibit the terrible triad: bedwetting, fire setting, and animal cruelty. Jeffrey Dahmer mutilated animals, while Edmund Kemper progressed from burying kittens alive to decapitating them, later praying for worldwide death except his own. Character shapes destiny by determining how we manage destructive impulses. While no one is purely good, healthy individuals channel life-affirming fantasies that enable rather than exploit others. Without socialization, humans default to antisocial behavior, as shown by feral children and concepts like original sin. This destructive nature requires societal laws and enforcement. Character reveals itself in small, unobserved actions. People often sabotage themselves over trivial matters, betraying trust despite knowing the consequences. As Emerson noted, violating social bonds brings swift punishment. Our development follows a path. Thoughts become actions, actions become habits, habits form character, and character determines destiny. Empathy distinguishes good from bad character. Mirror neurons enable us to experience others' feelings, with empathetic people showing stronger neuronal responses. While this biological foundation exists, empathy requires nurturing through love and care. Acknowledging our dark side empowers us. The psychologically resourceful harness their demons productively, like humans learn to control fire. Our essence lies in this struggle between darkness and light, and by recognizing our shadows, we gain the power to choose illumination.